It's time to test for another harmful substance in the environment. January is National Radon Action Month, and it's one Pennsylvanians might want to observe. Radon is a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that comes from the natural breakdown of uranium and thorium in soil and rocks. And Pennsylvania has one of the most serious problems with radon in the country. It's dangerous because radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking. Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection put out a PSA this year featuring the story of Jackie Nixon, who believes her lung cancer was caused by the high levels of radon in her condo building.
In the 38 years I've been there, no one has ever tested that building for radon. Nothing else made sense to me that that was part of the problem.
The gas gets into homes from the cracks in foundations and builds up in the basement, rising up to living areas and exposing people and pets over the years. Bob Lewis has been working on radon issues for 37 years. He's the radon program manager at DEP.
You know that old analogy or saying, out of sight, out of mind, and that causes us problems because it's people just aren't aware that it's even in their home, but it is.
I recently spoke with Lewis about it. Why does Pennsylvania have so much radon?
Well, it's just some of the unique characteristics that we have in PA. We just have just a slight amount more of uranium and thorium in the soil and rocks. We have sort of ideal rain and weather characteristics, certain amounts of soil moisture that are more conducive to radon coming into the home. I'm speaking in general. Those are specific to certain areas, but in general, we just seem to have a little bit more radon than many other parts of the country.
Is it more common in particular parts of the state?
I would say probably like the southeast corner of Pennsylvania is where it was originally discovered, in Boyertown, and there's something known as the Redding Prong that extends from just about the New Jersey border where Easton is through Allentown, Bethlehem, and Redding, and that's one of our bad areas. I'd say central Pennsylvania is one of our bad areas, you know, the Dauphin, Cumberland, York, and then some of the surrounding counties out where you are, actually around Pittsburgh, I would say are our three probably worst areas.
How common a problem is it in homes?
It's in everybody's home to a certain degree. About 40% of our homes in PA are above the federal government's guideline, which is 4 picocuries per liter. Those are just the units that they use to describe radon.
So how do you know if your home has radon?
Testing. Homeowners can go out to many of the home centers, now lots of times online. They can purchase a test kit, probably $25, $35 or so. This is an ideal time to do the testing because the house is closed up, which is one of the requirements for testing. You have to have it closed up. They can also call the radon industry. There's a well-established radon industry in the state. The industry consists of the testers, mitigators, and laboratories, so they can call a radon tester if they're not comfortable with doing it themselves. You're probably talking $100 to $150 to have a tester come in and do it for you.
What's the testing process like?
Lots of times it's basically as simple as just a charcoal canister. It's a metal can, or there's some other configurations. You take it down in the basement, open the lid. You would then sit the test kit, typically like on a workbench that you might have down there, or a bookshelf or something. Ideally, maybe anywhere from waist to neck high. You leave it undisturbed for 2 to 4 days, roughly. At the end of that time period, you seal it up, and then you put it in the mail. It's also important, I should say, to get it in the mail ASAP, because it is time sensitive. So once you close it up, the radon in that test kit starts to sort of slowly but surely disappear. Probably a week and a half, 2 weeks, the lab will either email or send you some test results through the mail. I was going to say too, at that time, if they have any questions, homeowners or schools or building owners, they can by all means give us a call. And that's one of the things we really do down here. We just answer people's questions on the phone, email, whatever, about what your test results mean, what do you need to do next, do you need to do anything or not.
So what do you do if you find radon in your home?
We've had some people that's, you know, even below the level, oh, I'm just really concerned about this. I still want to do something. But generally speaking, if folks are above the 4 picocurie guideline value, then the next step would be called in the radon mitigation contractors. Those would be the folks that would come into the house, look at your basement, and they would design a plan how they would deal with it. Almost exclusively, it's all via some sort of a ventilation system where they need to basically cut a hole or several holes through the basement floor, anywhere from 5 to 6 inch diameter hole, and they insert a PVC pipe into the hole, then they seal it back up, run the pipe up along the wall of your basement, outside through the just above the basement wall, And then just outside, there's a fan. And then above the fan, there's another stack of PVC pipe going to roofline. And basically, what you have in your house is just a vacuum cleaner. And the systems work very well. They can get down to 1 or 2 picocuries per liter very easily. They're low maintenance. You're probably talking about $800 to $1,200 as a rough cost for the installation. The only thing we do recommend is that folks test their home maybe once every 2 years just to make sure the system is still working properly.
Is it about spending time in your basement, or could it affect you in any part of your house?
The first floor is about half of what the basement is. So if you have 8 or 10 or picocuries in the basement, you'll have about 4 or 5 picocuries upstairs, and just about the same on the second floor as well. So because it's gas, it does, you know, it does drift upstairs with the air currents that normally rise in a house.
What's a common misconception about radon?
Well, I mean, one of the things, I guess, you know, my neighbor tested and he doesn't have any radon, so I don't have to test. That's something we hear quite a bit, which is not true. We've found over the many, many years of testing now that it's very site specific. So your neighbor could test and find low levels, and then you go and test and you're only 50 feet away and you could find high levels. It's just, you know, because of just the geology is just slightly different from one area to another. The house construction features are different from slightly the other. So that's one misconception here.
My house is almost 100 years old. Does the age of your house matter?
Not particularly. Some people are starting to say that the newer houses, because they're so much tighter, really tight windows, tight doors, everything is sealed up, may have more problems, but it still depends upon the geology that they're sitting on. So we've had 100-year-old farmhouses that can still have very high radon levels, and conversely, we've had very super tight homes that are really, really tight, low air exchanges that have very low radon. So, yeah.
You're probably biased, but how important is it to get your home tested for radon?
I would say in Pennsylvania, I think it's very important. I've made this argument many, many times, and I think it stands on solid ground. I think we could say that Pennsylvania probably has the worst radon levels in the country. We have a lot of what I call high-end data, results over 20 or 5 times the APA's guideline. We have 7 or 8% of our homes that are over that range. We have homes in the hundreds and occasionally even in the thousands. Plus, we have a, you know, very wide distribution. We have radon levels in all 67 counties, and plus we have 12 million people. I guess the other thing lots of times don't talk about it is schools and other buildings. Most of the testing or most of the calls we get are from homeowners, and it's usually a real estate transaction. I'm buying, I'm selling, but we're trying to encourage the school districts and also to do testing in the buildings. I mean, they have buildings that are in contact with the soil and the ground. They got kids in there, you know, whatever, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, teachers and so forth and staff. So we'd really like to see that. And even building owners could do this, you know, police stations, libraries, etc.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
I'm glad to. It's a pleasure speaking with you, Carrie. I appreciate the opportunity to get the information out.
Bob Lewis is DEP's radon program manager. DEP regulates the radon industry in the state, the testing and mitigation, with certifications and inspections, as well as education. There's more of our reporting about radon and links to resources at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.